Welcome to Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.
I do appreciate the privilege of being here and the good hospitality we received last night with the Burris family. It's a great place. I enjoyed it very much. And I was exposed to a lot of information about muscadines and tomatoes and so forth. It'd be very valuable to me if I could retain it. But of all the things that I've lost, I messed my mind the most. I've had difficulty. It's a strange thing. I've never figured out if it's harder to preach where people have been well taught, like Harmony Church, or if it's a place that don't know anything. Somewhere in between is the easiest. Brother Sonny's a good preacher, been here a long time. You know you can't preach something he hadn't already preached. And I sure hope it, but what I say fits what he said. But if it don't, take his position. For some reason I got on my mind about the, who was it? I'm not here to bury Caesar, but to praise him. Well, I got thinking about Judas, poor old Judas. And I got to thinking about not here to praise him, nor to bury him, but to view him as he was. It says he was one of the 12. The names of the 12 apostles are these. And the 12th was Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. Now, before we're too judgmental, we better wonder, when did we betray him last time? And then I got to think about Acts 6. Acts 6 had too many preachers in it to be talking about deacons. Every one of them preached, baptized, performed miracles. But I changed my mind. So I guess I'm going to go to Romans 5. I don't know how far down through here I'll get until quitting time. But I'll try to remember to quit. I did want to share one other thing, and I was about to let it slip my mind. We've got a friend that actually are still members of our church, but they live in Blytheville now. And the wife has got cancer. They found cancer in her pancreas, and then in the process of checking it further, they found spots on her liver. And have given her she was taking chemo treatments every Friday. But then our daughter called a while ago and told us that she took a turn for the worse, is now in the Baptist hospital again in Little Rock. And so excuse us if we get away after service just as quickly as we can, because we do plan to go by there and try to see her. Dwight still calls me his pastor. He introduced me all over the hospital as his pastor, and technically that's right, but realistically he lives in Bible and I live in Russellville. But anyway, with that said, that's probably too much of that, but I do sincerely need your prayers, not only for the preaching service, but for getting home and getting by to see that lady, and pray for her when you have a desire to. And as anybody might know, I'm somewhat of a fan of the Oxford English Dictionary. Brother Parrish brought me into that. He gave me the first one I ever had, and there's no telling how many I've got now, and no many telling how many I've distributed. They're still available. I can still get them. But out of the OED, justify, to administer justice to try as a judge, to have jurisdiction over, rule, control, to treat justly, to judge, to execute justice upon, to sentence, to punish, especially to execute. Wow. To show to be just or in right, to vindicate. In other words, to make just. Sum it up, it can mean declare just or it can mean make just, depending on the context that you use it. Now, with that said, I want to read to you from Romans 5. And this is the only subject that I didn't think about last night or today or yesterday. This is the only subject that I didn't already have planned to use. So I don't have but three.
Yeah.
Now, I've done the displayed the other two. Anyway, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay with me and read with me and notice. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. How about, therefore, being justified by faith,
amen,
we have peace with God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's better, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you see therefore, you have to see what the therefore is there for. And you have to go back up a few verses to find out what the therefore is there for. It's therefore for this reason. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. This is verse 20, chapter 4. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake only, but it was imputed to him. But for us also. I'm glad this is for us.
Amen.
This Bible is as relevant today as it was in 1611. And it will be as relevant on the last day as it is today. As a matter of fact, don't you wish today would be the last day?
Amen.
Don't you wish you'd not even get home?
Amen.
Being full of the way that he promised, he was able to also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake only, but it was imputed to him. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. This is what the therefore was there for. Who was delivered for our offenses. He was delivered because of our offenses. and was raised again for our justification. To justify us, to declare us just. Therefore, now we find out what that's for, here for. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is my faith that declares I'm just. It's my faith in Christ that declares to me that I'm just. What else could you have faith in that would declare you're just? Your own works? What more could it be? So by process of elimination, it can be only one thing. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And by the way, people that don't understand hope don't know what hope is.
Right.
Hope is not an idle wish.
That's exactly right.
I can wish for a lot of things, but when I'm wishing for it, I'm not expecting it to happen.
That's right.
It's just an idle wish.
That's right.
I wish that when this service is over, I could immediately be in Little Rock, Arkansas. I wish that. But I don't hope it.
Right.
I don't expect it to happen. I expect to have to manipulate through all this construction. By the grace of God, little luck thrown in. No luck. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I'm going to read without commenting, if I can. Now I'm going to back up and just briefly hit some highlights and sit down. By whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. I don't think he's saying we enjoy tribulation. He says we, even in tribulation, in trials and troubles, we can still rejoice because it works patience. You heard about the guy that was praying, and he said, "Lord, give me patience and give it now." We all have a little bit of that tendency. Experience, and he said, tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet sinners, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Isn't that amazing? All of humanity was ungodly.
Yes.
And that part of humanity that was chosen to him before the foundation of the world, did you know we were in Adam, before in Christ. Did you know that? If that hadn't been the case, we might not have been in him. We all come from Adam. Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything, does it? Glory in tribulation, knowing tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience spirits hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which he giveth unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. We know that to be the case, don't we? We've heard experience after experience where men stand up and die for another man. It happens in war. Many times it happens in war. You have one man, he'll have enough compassion, enough love to care, and he'll take a bullet for his friend. Some would even dare to die. But not for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood. Justified by faith, right? Now we're justified by his blood. His blood made us just.
Amen.
His pure blood shed on the cross of Calvary made us just in the sight of God. And it and our faith in that blood declares us just to us.
Amen.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Because we're justified by blood, we can have faith in that blood and be justified in our minds and be justified in the sight of God through all of that. Was not Abraham our father justified when he offered his son Isaac? I want to ask you, this really happened exactly as it's recorded in the scripture. The Lord came and told Abraham, "Abraham, what? Take thy son, thy only son." I never ceased to be amazed at the fact that Isaac was his only son, when we know there was a brother. "Abraham, take thy son, thy only son, and offer him as a sacrifice." Abraham and Isaac's on the way. Isaac's got the wood. He's got the fire. Isaac's not crazy. He knows something's going on here. He knows we're going to make an offering. He said, "Father, we got the fire, we got the wood. Where's the offering?" Abraham's God will supply himself an offering.
Amen.
And they go up. They lay the wood on the altar, and they lay Isaac, and they're ready to light the fire, and Abraham has got a knife. I want you to visualize this. think of this, your son laying bound, Isaac, my son, got the knife, ready to plunge it in the heart of his own son. The voice of God came. Now he was going to do that. The voice of heaven came down and said, "Stay thy hand, Abraham." There was a lamb caught in a thicket. Now I want to ask you, who in this congregation does not declare in your own mind that Abraham was just in sight of God and in all humanity? His works declared him just to all of us. Well, I'll say one more time. Much more, being justified by his blood, we have peace with God.
Yes, sir.
Rightly divided, the Word of God is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Taken out of context, it does not give glory to God. It does not give glory to Jesus Christ. Really doesn't even give glory to man. I hope you've received something from this. And as John Henry Thoreau would say, where you disagree with me, right at that same point in period, I disagree with you.
Thank you for visiting Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.